Blog Talk Radio.
Light the way. I don't want to move without you. I just want to be where you are. In the desert from my name. As long as you're with me. Yeah.
Building yourselves up on your most holy faith,
praying in the Holy Ghost. The Living Bible says, but ye, dear friends, must continue to build your lives on the foundation of your holy faith and continue to pray as you are directed by the Holy Spirit. Continue to pray as you are directed by the Holy Spirit. Verse 21 says, keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. That's something that is on our initiative. You keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. 22 says, and of some have compassion, making a difference. And of some have compassion, making a difference. Falling in love with Jesus, building confidence, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying as we are directed by the Spirit. To pray as we are directed by the Holy Spirit means to pray in the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit, he prays for us. Romans 8, 26 and 27, the Holy Spirit himself, he prays for us. He has responsibility towards those that are in Christ Jesus. One of the things he does, the Bible says he prays for us. Romans 8, 26 and 7, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions, intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he searches the hearts. He that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Talking about God the Father, and because he maketh intercessions for the saints, the Holy Spirit, for the saints, according to the will of God. He does it in accordance with the will of God. He maketh intercession. So he prays for us. Number two, he opens up our mind to Jesus. He opens up our mind to Jesus. Not only does he pray for us, but he opens up our minds to Jesus. John 14 and 26. He opens up our minds unto Jesus. John 14, 26 says, but the Comforter, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, he called many things. One of those names is he's known as, one of the character traits of his, he's the Comforter. Jesus said, I'll send you the Comforter. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, identifying who it is specifically that it is speaking of, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. This is in red. This is our Lord, Christ Jesus, speaking. The Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. He brings things to our remembrance. He brings things to our, he opened up our minds to the things of Jesus. We need our minds open up. We forget, oftentimes we forget things because we are at best, most of the time we're fickle people, and we have to stay in the things of God, or we, if we don't continue in them, we will lose them over a period of time because there are competing forces in the world, and we must be always cognizant, my brothers and sisters, of the fact that there are other forces in the world that are battling against us, trying to take our mind, our heart, our attention away from God. No reason, he said, to love me with all your heart, all your soul, and all of your strength. We got it with everything. We got to throw everything, praise God, in the, at the kingdom of God. Every whole momentum has to go towards the kingdom. If we don't, we're going to get caught up. If the truth be told, many of us tell the truth. We're not always operating in the things of God. We're not always walking by the Spirit of the Lord. There are times in which, if the truth be told, we find ourselves as the Apostle Paul. He says, when I would do the things that are right, the things that I desire to do, that I started out to do, what I find myself doing in the interim of those things that I said I would not do. And the things that I said I would not do, those are the things I find myself doing. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit, he brings those things, the things of Christ, to our remembrance. Whatsoever the Lord says, I have said unto you. We have to be reminded. Faith cometh by hearing, the Bible says. Faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. The reason why a lot of us don't operate in true faith and the authentic faith is that we're not hearing the word of the Lord. Not just hearing good things, he says, and hearing by the word of the Lord. We must hear the word. So faith cometh by hearing continuously the word of God. It has to be a reiteration, a reiteration, a reiteration of the things of God to keep us built up in those things. He says, building yourselves up. That means you take the initiative. Jude 1 and 20 says, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. How do we build it up? He says, faith coming by hearing. We got to continuously keep ourselves surrounded in the word of God. Always. He says, study to show ourselves approved unto God. Workmen, that's not a shame. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Take my yoke upon me and learn upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burdens are light. It is our reasonable service, Paul reminds us in Corinthians. It is our reasonable service. The other thing the Holy Spirit does in our lives, not only does he pray for us, Romans 8, 26 and 7, not only does he open our minds up to the things of Christ Jesus, John 14 and 26, but he also teaches us about our Lord, John 15 and 26. John 15, 26 says, but when the Comforter is come, which is whom I will send unto you from the Father, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send, it's in red once again, it's the Lord Jesus talking, he says, whom I will send unto you from the Father once again, he identifies who it is, and from whence it cometh, he said, whom I'm going to send it, it's the Holy Spirit, and it's coming out from the Father. He says, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded, he said, he's known as so many things, beloved. He is the Holy Spirit. He is the third person of the Godhead. He's the Comforter. But one of the things he is the Spirit of truth. So when a Comforter, whom I will send from the Father, when he is come, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall, this is what he shall do when he comes. He shall testify of me. He won't speak up the things of himself. The Lord says he will testify of me. He's going to teach us about Jesus, about the word of God. Jesus represents the word, praise God. John reminds us in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, but the word was God. And the word took on human flesh, wrapped up in human flesh, came down and dwelt among men. So he is the word is he. The two are inseparable. You can say Christ Jesus, or you can say the word, but you're really, in essence, talking about the same thing. He is his word, and his word is he. Praise God. And so he will testify of me. He will tell us. Continuously keep us built up in the things of God. But we also have a responsibility, according to Jude. He says, building yourself. You take the initiative in building yourself up on your most holy faith. That is, you have to stay surrounded in the things of God. The Bible simply says, walk by the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts done in the flesh. Praise God. To know that we truly love God, we've got to keep make him a priority in our lives. We got to continue to keep our minds. I will keep thee in perfect peace. Those whose minds are stayed on me, that's a condition in the kingdom. Not just any and everybody that has come into the kingdom. He said, I'll keep those individuals in perfect peace whose minds, who keep their minds stayed on me. We have a responsibility. It is a law. We've got to continuously fight. Paul said it's a press. I'm a press toward the mark for the prize. It's a pressing. We have to continuously press toward doing what is right, to do what is proper, to do what is required of us by the Father. And it proves that we truly do love him. Praise God. As a believer, We are not left to our own resources to cope with problems. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, that 26, 27 verse, he says, we're not left to our own resources to cope with problems. Even when we don't know the right words to pray, the Holy Spirit prays with and for us. And God answers. With God helping you pray, you don't need to be afraid to come before him. He's helping us to do the right thing. We don't always know what to pray for as we are, but he helps us. The Bible says with groanings, praise God, which cannot be uttered, which cannot be understood men, praise God. But God knows, and the Holy Spirit is speaking in a language that only the Father knows and understands. And he says, and he that searches the hearts, Romans 27, the Father who knows all hearts, he knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us, believers, in harmony with God's own will. What does he do? He pleads for us in harmony with God's own will. He knows what the will of God is, and he pleads for us under the conditions of God's own will, because he knows what that is, praise God. And so when we come before God, we don't have to be afraid to come before him, because the Holy Spirit is praying with us and for us. And we should ask the Holy Spirit to intercede for us in harmony with God's own will. Then when we bring our request to God and then trust, ultimately, that he will always do what is best for us. It's important that we continue to build. It is truly of the essence of understanding that when we fall in love with Jesus, there are some things we must do. And building, praise God, we must continuously build on the things that God, it builds confidence within us that we can go boldly before the throne. The Bible says, because of the blood of Jesus, we've been made. Two things. First of all, we've been made to be at peace with God. And secondarily, we have been given access to come boldly, going into the Holy of Holies. To God be the glory for the thing he has done, is doing, and continuously will do in the lives of his people. Following in love with Jesus, building confidence. God bless you and God keep you is our prayer on today.
Thank you for that inspirational word here in the studio, Pastor Russo Fields. And we are now down to our commercial break. I am Glenda Fields. I am here with you on God's Anointed Ministries Radio, the Real Talk segment.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580-#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, joined along with our special guest, Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries. discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching that Pastor Fields is doing called Falling in Love with Jesus. And once again, for the radio listening audience, this is part two of that series, Falling in Love with Jesus. We are down to the portion of the radio segment where you, as radio listening audience, can call in. And the call-in number is 1-323-870-4001. And while we're waiting on your call-in, Pastor Fields, in the chat session, we have questions from two individuals. Minister Jacqueline wanted to thank you for giving that word of God. She said she missed the first segment and had to listen to the replay. And she said thank you for giving that inspirational word on today. She is in prayer and consecration with us in this month. She said the devil has been mighty busy. They're under great attack. Her sister is an apostle, and she's actually been rushed to the hospital on this morning for a kidney failure. So she was wondering at the closing of the segment if you would pray for that woman of God. Also, Bishop Daniels said, preach, 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 man of God. And so he's enjoying the radio segment. And once again, we have somebody who's a fan of Periscope. He said, man of God, we need to see more of you. Let's try getting you on Periscope. Thank you, Bishop Daniel, for your comment. And thank you, woman of God, Minister Jacqueline, for your comment. And we definitely will pray for your sister, the apostle. We will pray for that woman of God at the close of the segment. So the question that came from Bishop Daniel is this. Falling in love with Jesus is something that seems easy to do but very difficult to achieve. As a man of God, how would you direct the sheep of God into that process in this season?
Praise God, and certainly we give honor unto the Bishop Daniel on today and unto our Heavenly Father just for an opportunity. And to address the question that the bishop is asking on this morning, certainly it is something that we must continuously put as believers in God. God made man, the only creature he made that he gave a will, and that will is we can always choose to do what is right, what is wrong, to be in or out, to be for or against. God has given us that power of choice. And every day, the Bible says, that we must choose. It was the apostle, the prophet Elijah that said on the shore of Mount Carmel, but it is very valid today, even for us, man of God, and to all those listening. He says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. If God be God, then serve him. But if Baal serve him, the Bible says we cannot serve both God and mammon. We must choose. Every day we chose God, whenever you came into the realm of the understanding of God, it may have been 20, 30 years ago, it may have been a week ago, or a few months ago, and you chose the Lord. You made him your choice because his spirit, the Lord, Spirit of the Lord drew you unto him, and we made a decision to choose the Lord because he drew us. But each and every day, we must choose. The Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made. The understanding, the wisdom there being, this is the day that the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Every day we have to make a conscious decision to choose the Lord, to walk in obedience to his word, to love on God as opposed to loving others for everything else. The Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom. That means we have a decision to make. You can choose to seek other things first, money, material things, and wealth, but he said, seek first the kingdom. And God's way of doing things, he says, then. See, there are conditions in the word of God. Then, he said, all of these things shall be added. Yes, it is a struggle. I'll tell nobody that it's easy. And we must pray. That's the one thing he told us to do always without ceasing. Why? Because the effectual, fervent prayers, passionate prayers of the righteous availeth much. If you're praying that God will help you, if you're praying that the Spirit will intercede, which we just heard earlier in this segment, if you pray, he maketh intercessions for us with utterances that cannot be uttered. And he speaks in a language that the Father understands. So as we ask him each and every day, the Holy Spirit, to intercede, stand with me, pray for me, Help me to make the grade on today. Every day we have to choose to walk with the Lord. Praise God.
And thank you for answering the Bishop's question, Bishop Daniel's question on today. And now we're at the final minutes of the segment, and we're going to give Pastor Phil the opportunity to do as Minister Jacqueline was requesting, and that is to pray for the woman of God, for Apostle. She didn't give her sister's name. She just says she's Apostle, and she's a mighty woman of God in this time and in this season, to pray for the woman of God who has been rushed to the hospital with kidney failure.
Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, and certainly, God, you know who the apostle, you know her by name, God. You know what is going on right now, God. You are the Lord that reminds us. Before we ask you, Lord, we want to just stop now and say thank you for being our God. Thank you, Father, for showing up and showing yourself strong continuously in our lives. You loved on us, God, even before we knew you. You commended your love, Romans 5 and 8 says, toward us in that while we were yet in our sins, God. You sent your Son to die for us. John 3:16 says, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten. Father, we thank you today. We praise you, Lord God. We give you honor and glory. We are your people, and we are the sheep of your pasture. Today, Father, we stand as the people of God, a community of faith, believers, God, standing in accordance with your word, God, that by faith all things, oh God, are born by faith. And with the prayers of the righteous today, God, we're standing with other believers because you said, well, two or three of us come together as touching it on anything that we shall ask in your name, it shall be done of the Father. And Father, your word reminds us, Father, that if any be sick among us, let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray. And the prayer of faith shall cause the sick to recover, and if they've committed any sins, it shall be forgiveness. Today, Minister Jacqueline, Lord God, is asking for prayer for her sister, the apostle, Lord God, the woman of God today, Father, who's having kidney issues on today, failure, Lord God. But you know the situation, God. But what we thank you for right now is you are the God, Father, that you told us you are the very present help in the time of our trouble. So right now, we direct your spirit of the living God to go right where she is. Touch her physical body, Lord God. Touch the kidneys right now. Restore, God. Restore the enemy and menace for evil. But you're the God of the turnaround, God. Thank you that greater is he that is within us than the one that's working in the world against us. She shall live and she shall not die. And that she may be able to declare and decree the word and what? Of the living God. So we pray to the apostle today, line up with the word of God. Be healed on today. Yes, by his stripes, you already healed. Healing is the bread of the children. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're touching a physical body right now. And you said a king, hallelujah, shall decree a thing. It shall be established. And then light will shine on the pathway. And so today we declare that Job is on the right now, God, that you began to restore her, Lord God. Set her body in order, Father, and bring her, Father, to a speedy recovery. And we give you the glory right now. We declare and decree and call it thine. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord, Savior, King, we do pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for that prayer that has been lifted up unto you. Thank you, God, for releasing that word. And you have the opportunity in this time and in this season to avail your support to Pastor Phil's ministry and his various ministries. And you can go to www.godsanointedministries.com. Find out about upcoming show segments. Release your information about segments you would like him to teach on as well in this time and season. You can also email him at gam@godsanointedministries.com. Excuse me, to give him your feedback regarding his shows and segments, teaching segments. Also, in the time of this season, men and women of God, you have the opportunity to release your monetary donations to Pastor Phil for his various ministries, as well as sponsoring him for upcoming radio and television segments. Thank you for listening to the show and to the segment. And once again, head over to www.godsanointedministries.com today. and give the man of God your support in this time and in this season. This is Glenda Fields, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
As a voice cries out in the silence, searching for hearts that will love Him, longing for a child that will give Him all, give it all. He wants it all. And there's a God that runs over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give Him all. Give it all, He wants it all. And He said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all.